Something I busy dreaming about Dolly the Lamb.
Dolly the Lamb. Are you? So is that because your sister?
I don't know. Maybe because yeah, she was lambing. I saw a bunch of lamb photos, and she showed us this photo of one that was all like deformed,
aww,
like sad, but she was like very fascinating. I mean, she's ultimately a biology student, so she's
real.
Was like, and this one is, this is, and I was like, oh, amazing. Anyway, it was giving Dolly vibes.
Dolly. When did that even happen?
Old.
Like the 80s? Was it like 70s,
90s even? 90s?
Like, I feel like it was old, but not so long ago. I don't know.
Let us see. Dolly the Lamb.
Dolly the Lamb.
This right now?
Yeah. All right.
She was, she's 1996 was when she was born, and then she lived till 2003.
Whoa.
And she was cloned.
How long do they usually last for?
I don't know how long lambs live for.
Hopefully more than like.
Or no, she's a sheep. Sorry. No, I guess a lamb is a baby sheep. Yeah. Okay, yeah, real.
Mm-hmm.
Cause of death, Mary euthanasia.
Why did they
euthanize her? She had a progressive lung disease and severe arthritis. Okay, so she just lived.
Okay, real. Yeah.
She had a life expectancy of 11 to 12 years, but lived 6.5 years. Because she was cloned from cells that were already 6 years old. Oh. Like she was cloned from a 6 year old sheep, even though she wasn't 6 years old, she was genetically.
Very strange, though.
Her telomeres. Do you remember talking about that in science? How they get shorter and shorter every time they perform mitosis?
Right.
So interesting.
Yo, grade 11 biology was literally so fun. I loved it.
I took grade 11 bio.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing my university research, most universities said two of the three sciences, we recommend physics. And I don't remember if they recommended chemistry or not. But anyways,
either or, yeah.
I was like, okay, so I'm in bio. I'm going to take grade 12 bio. For whatever reason, I didn't want to take grade 12 chem. And then come to like end of September, I'm like looking through Queen's pamphlets.
Mm-hmm.
And Queen's and Carleton were my top two choices. And I look at this Queen's pamphlet and it says mandatory physics and chemistry
to
get in. And I'm going, oh my God, I'm not taking grade 12 chemistry. I'm not going to get into Queen's. So I like mad scrambled, managed to like get into this night course in the TDSB.
Oh, so you did it.
So the day before the deadline to enroll in this course, I got in, I realized and got into this course, took a grade 12 chem at night school and managed to come to Queens. So
that's crazy. I didn't know
I was this close to not being here, y'all.
Oh my God, that's crazy. What were your two? What were your like top choices?
I applied to U of T, McMaster, and Queens, and then I was tight between McMaster and Queens because obviously props to U of T. I know it's an excellent school, but I just got the sense that people there were sad and very overwhelmed by work all the time.
Yeah.
And then my sister was here, so I was like, Helena.
Yeah, those.
And that was actually a great decision because I think it always would have worked out, but it was nice in COVID to be able to hang out with her.
Yeah.
Because we obviously didn't get to see that many people in first year, so then I could go over to like her house and be like, hello. That was nice.
No, for real. That was like my saving grace in first year too, is when I would just like wander over to Alex's house and I was like, feed me, give me attention and some social conversation. Like I'm literally so deprived right now of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they would just take care of me.
I remember I watched the 2020 American election at her house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like when Trump first won.
Whoa, crazy. Yeah. I feel like I remember watching that at home.
Yeah.
Over like, wasn't it like near like a holiday weekend?
Maybe. I think back then it was kind of like, I would just go home periodically.
Yeah.
As well. Cause it was like,
yeah. Our dinners at Ban and Orleni, they got me through first year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Real
socialization in COVID times.
Cause that was the only time we could really see each other was in the meal halls.
That and the walk to and from.
Of course I would sneak into their residence sometimes.
Yeah. Baddies, don't worry. I got points accordingly for that. Yeah. My Don made sure I was not an innocent person.
Only one of the three of them that were in Vic. So I would have to like wander over from Chown.
Yeah, real. Yeah, we would just sneak you in like a back door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, for Queens, I think I only needed, I needed to get like certain maths. So I did all of the required maths. And then you needed only one science. And I was like, I can't do math very well. So physics is gone, even though I like space and theory. Mm-hmm. But I was also terrible. I enjoyed chemistry, but I was terrible at the math portion. So I dropped that. Mm-hmm. And I love bio. So I was like, it's all working out. But then I ended up choosing a degree that had no requirement for any of those. So it was just vibes based at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I couldn't have done like bio in university. I think I would have.
No, it's so hard.
I would have lost my mind and my patience. I have a couple of like health studies friends who have like switched into bio and then switched back out.
Bio actually reminds me of some of my electrical engineering courses because electrical engineering is very like you're learning about the actual things that are in the world. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like the existing
more applicable
protocols and the existing software and whatever and how like IP addresses are designed and whatever. And it's like bio where it's like, you know what I mean? It's not like high level vibes. It's like you have to know really specific things about these specific things that are in the world already. And there's so much to understand. Like, so many little steps in each process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Actually, one of my favorite things with bio, which is why I think I liked it, was all the diagrams and things. Because I was like, this is a visual... Mm. I don't know. Because I feel like in chemistry and physics, like, it was always so... like, elusive. I don't know. Yeah. Can't believe I ended up here. My second choice was Trent.
Oh.
Which is a crazy switch-up.
You would have thrived at Trent. They're huge on Indigenous studies and it's
mandatory. And, like, environmental. Like, yeah. I think for, like, career-wise, like, I would have probably done better off. But, like, social-wise, I feel like... Everyone was like, you'll be a big fish in a small pond. And I'm like, I never really understood what that meant. I was like, I can make friends with small fish. But I don't know.
Trent?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, why did everyone was kind of like, I don't know. I feel like people look down on Trent. But I'm like, people there are happy in nature. So I don't know. Wait, we're not allowed to say that on the air?
No. I just had something that I don't know. If you might want to cut this, but I'm Trent. So like, maybe you would have met him there.
Who's me? Oh! That's crazy. Crazy, that was the segue you had. I thought you were about to say something super controversial, and no. I was like, say it. No. And then I was just confused. But yeah, real. Okay, let's get back into the music. Since we're talking about my private life, let's move on. So starting us off next, we've got Charlie's Garden by, is it DJO or DJO? I don't know.
I think Joe, because his name is Joe.
I've heard like people say it different ways, and I'm like, is it just Joe?
I had a little bit of a duh.
Who's that?
Like, who put that one?
Me.
Slay.
That'd be me. That would be me. Because I need to add a new song. And I figured this one was kind of fun because I feel like our house has been our garden. Like, aww. And it's kind of like, I don't know, it's, I mean, aww. I did a lot of gardening, but like, it's been like, we've grown, we put roots there, you know, I think it's been kind of fun.
Absolutely. You've done a lot of gardening in every sense.
I did. Well, honestly, I did little gardening, a lot of mulching.
No, but you know what I mean? Do you know what
yeah, gardening is? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, sorry, Grandy. And then after that, we've got It's Amazing to Be Young by Fontaine's DC. And this was an Anna choice.
Yeah, that one's about how it's so exhausting all the time, but then it's kind of beautiful. So you want to appreciate it, but it's like also you're kind of like, I'm so tired all the time and everything's really expensive and everything's draining. But also it's like, I'm young, so I should appreciate it.
So like basically a depiction of the student life. Yeah,
university. It resonates.
It resonates. And then after that, you also put Don't You Forget About Me. Is there a reason you put that? You think we're going to forget you or something?
We watched Pitch Perfect recently. If anyone's seen Pitch Perfect, they do a big mashup at the end and it ends with Don't You Forget About Me because Anna Kendrick is like apologizing to the guy in the crowd mm-hmm. because she didn't like The Breakfast Club and then she watches it and she's like,
yeah, she's been a bit of a twat. Him too, but
so then I listened to it and I was like, this is a great song. I think of it as like a cheesy one, mm-hmm. but I was like, yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It feels like an end of a school era.
Yeah, the way you related to Pitch Perfect and not The Breakfast Club is kind of like, I was just like,
I tied in.
I'm like, that's very an eras based comment. I
yeah,
love
true,
that.
True, actually. I'm like, if you've seen Pitch Perfect,
I'm like, okay. Yeah, and then after that, I put Goodbye Stranger by Supertramp. I love this song, and I don't know, I guess it doesn't like. We're no longer strangers, but we were once, and we're saying goodbye, so exactly. That was enough for me.
Temporary. Is it temporary? All live in the same city. We'll see yeah. each other. It's just...
I gotta commute, though.
A goodbye of this lovely where we, like, see each other.
Goodbye of the era.
Yeah.
Yeah, of our house life, our familial yeah. structure. But, yeah, that's all I got. We'll play these songs for you. Okay, bye.
Shank of the day. What to do? Take a cup, drink the sleepy away. Pennies up. Hear the paw scratch the back of the door. The sun is out. Take a break, don't know what it's from. How can I convince myself? Convince myself to stay.
Sun's down, we'll go. Sometimes I wake up and it's Have things my own way to keep me in my something you just can't tell. Some they will and some they won't. Some it's just as well.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to CFRC at 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Bromlin, and this is Entertaining Chaos.
Woo, woo.
I feel like I'm just like, I feel like I was an announcer who would just like come on stage, like
concentration broken.
It is like in high school and stuff when people would walk the stage for grad and then get like varying volumes of clapping.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, right,
people
right.
would be like, yeah, and the next person would be like.
Yeah. It's very suspicious, but I mean. The appreciation is appreciated, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I love Goodbye Stranger. I feel like that's such a groovy song. I always thought that that was a song that we should have learned how to play like a house or as a house.
That's a good one.
I thought it would have been good, but if there's any, the music I was done.
If there's any Supernatural fans in the audience, you know, there's an iconic episode. There's a character death, and then the episode ends with Goodbye Stranger, and it's like very moving.
Who's death?
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, it's been like a decade.
No, there's people listening that maybe they haven't seen it yet.
If you haven't seen it, plug your ears for the next 15 seconds. All right, Anna.
Who is it?
Meg.
Oh my God. That's such a good death, too.
Yeah, it was a moving episode. She's kind of like she's like an antagonistic character, and so you don't really like her, but then they kind of have this like redemption episode, and then she dies, and then they play Goodbye Stranger.
It's really good.
Okay, spoilers over.
Spoilers over. You guys cannot plug your ears, but yeah. Oh my gosh. I love Supernatural. There's nowhere to watch it now. It's off of everything.
Really?
I was going through, I had a spiral night because Alex came over, we were going to watch it and then we couldn't find it. And then she was really mad at me. She's like, why would you recommend if I can't get it? And I'm like, I didn't do this on purpose. Like, what do you think I am? She thinks I'm her antagonist of her story, I guess. But whatever.
You know,
typical siblings. Yeah, for real.
Typical.
Okay, Brynn, introduce your last few songs.
All right. So I have selected the first one is called I Love This Town This to me is an ode to Kingston. I'm very sad to leave it behind. I love K-Town. So, and it's really pretty and slow and okay. Yeah, my songs are going to be a bit of a mood switch. They're a little bit more on the melancholic side.
It's perfect. It's the ending.
That's crazy. That's how I do it every single week.
And then we've got We're Gonna Be Friends by the White Stripes. This is a little cute song about meeting your friends kind of at the beginning of, I get the kindergarten vibe, like you show up to kindergarten on the first day and you meet someone and you can just tell they're going to be friends. So this is kind of playback to first
kind of,
year.
And yeah, it's kind of how first year felt like a chaotic kindergarten.
Yeah.
The affinity for people.
True. Took an equivalent amount of nap times in that year too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it's appreciation for you guys. Just, I'm really glad that we found each other.
Wow.
Oh my God. I love you. And then the next song is called I'll Be Here in the Morning by Townes Van Zandt. This is like a goodbye to, I believe, a romantic partner, but I'm looking at it as a, okay, realistically, I'm not actually going to be here in the morning, but we can all just pretend that we're going to be there in the morning.
Oh my God.
sorry.
Yeah,
that's the vibe of the song, you know? It's like, you're parting ways with someone that you love, and you'll be like, I'll be there in the morning, but you both know that that's not going to happen.
It's like, I'll be home for Christmas.
Yes. Exactly.
That one devastates me every time.
Yeah, it really does.
If only in my dreams. Oh, no!
It's a really pretty song. It hits me in my heartstrings. And then to end off, we've got This Is the End by The Ghost of Paul Revere. It's very fitting.
Fitting.
So I hope you guys enjoy. These songs really speak to me. So
real. Well, thank you so much for the choices today, guys, and the fun combos.
Thank you so much for having us. I love a little radio moment.
I know.
We learned a lot about Dolly the sheep today.
Yeah, we did. Dolly the sheep, house cleaning practices, and
moving out.
Yeah. Good luck to everybody who's moving out this season. Like it is a harrowing experience, and you're in my thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Indeed.
But yeah.
Seconded.
Well, everybody have a good rest of your Thursday. Okay, well, everybody say bye together. 1, 2, 3, or 3, 2, 1?
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Bye!
Listen up, kid, it's not what you think. Stayed out too late, had a little too much to drink. Walk home across the bridge when the marquee shut down. There's a reason that I love this town. Nobody cares how much money you have. If you've got enough to get in a cab, there'll be drinks on the house. If your house burns down, there's a reason that I love this town. I saw your band in the early days. We all understand why you moved away. We'll hold a grudge anyway. I shot the Tim. If he needs a tune, then I'll write one for him. We like the same books and we like the same sounds. There's a reason that I love this town. I played a show in Kelowna last year. Said, pick it up, Joel, we're dying in here. Picture one hand clapping, then picture half that sound. There's a reason that I hate that town. If you saw my band in the early days, then you understand why we moved away. Will you hold a grudge anyway? Because it's fun. Face down in our suit, some French restaurant, I saw Riviera de Loup.
last night of the tour, we burnt the place to the ground. There's a reason that I love this town. There's a reason that I love this town. There's a reason that I love this town.
In my mind, close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Well, there's lots of things along the road I'd surely like to see. I'd like to lean into the wind, tell myself I'm free. But your softest whisper's louder than the highway's call to me. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. All the mountains and the rivers and the valleys can't compare to your bluely dancing eyes and yellow shining hair. I could never hit the open road and leave you lying there. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. I'll lay your head back easy, love, close your crying eyes. I'll be laying here beside you when the sun comes on the rise. I'll stay as long as the cuckoo wails and the lonesome blue jay cries. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while.
I awoke in my room where the heat could kill a man. I was thinking about you, thinking about me. So I called up my doctor, said, don't give me a chance. I dug this grave and I might as well get in. Cause this ship is sinking past the whiskey. Give me my last cigarette. Tell my mother not to worry. Oh, my friend, this is the end, this is the end. Well, I was never allowed a guilt-free win. And I've always hated all the skin I was in. Well, pour yourself a glass, we'll reminisce about the times we had. Cause in the morning I'll be dead and gone for good. Cause this ship is sinking past the whiskey. Give me my last cigarette. Tell my father it was worth it. Oh, my friends, this is the end, this is the end. Well, I got a gift card for getting cancer. Ask but never given an answer to whether or not everyone is truly alone. Well, this bird has flown, this ship has sunk. Man, tie my hands and leave me dead in the trunk. Just don't ask me if I'm doing okay. Cause I'm not okay. This ship is sinking past the whiskey. Tell my sister not to wait for me. This is the end, this is the end, this is the end. Cause this ship is sinking past the whiskey. Give me my last cigarette. Tell my friends that I love them. Oh, my friends, this is the end, this is the end.
Alt Election 2025 is a national election series